The government says it remains focused on mitigating climate change impacts rather than preparing for climate refugees, despite a recent United Nations ruling. In a landmark ruling, the UN has said that people fleeing immediate danger because of the climate crisis cannot be forced to return home. The judgment centres on a Kiribati man, Ioane Tesiota, who was deported from New Zealand in 2015 after being denied asylum as a climate refugee. While the UN upheld the decision to deport him, the wording of its ruling appears to open the door to future cases. Political reporter Yvette McCullough has more.
Nations like Kiribati and Tuvalu are bearing the brunt of climate change, battling rising sea levels, sweltering temperatures, extreme weather, and concerns about water and food security as fertile land is poisoned by seeping saltwater. While Ioane Tesiota didn't meet the threshold for a climate refugee, the UN is warning that in future, others may. Amnesty International researcher Kate Schutze says the ruling sets a global precedent.
They've effectively opened the door to future claims where there is very strong evidence, of course, on those threats to the right to life, that countries might be in breach of their international obligations if they sent them back.
But Ms. Schutze says the key is that the threats need to be imminent.
There needs to be very real, tangible, immediate and direct impact on that person's life. So they said that the impacts of climate change getting worse in 10 to 15 years isn't enough to grant someone the ability to stay now or to decide not to send them back now.
Auckland Tuvalu community leader Fala Halangi says the ruling is encouraging news. She says those living on the islands live in constant fear of climate change impacts, like Cyclone Tino, that hit the region over the weekend.
The things that we're hearing from our people, family members, where else can we go? Because Tuvalu is such a flat island. We have no hills or mountains or anywhere or bigger buildings that we can go and hide. There's nowhere we can go and hide. That's the reality. It's like it's more regular now.
Ms. Haulangi wants the government to make the question of resettling those affected by climate change a priority. But Immigration Minister Ian Lees-Galloway says the message from the Pacific has been clear.
First and foremost, they want us to focus on combating climate change, mitigating its effects, because they want to be able to continue on as viable nations, viable communities.
Mr. Lees-Galloway says the ruling doesn't increase the urgency for work on any climate refugee criteria just yet.
It's not something which work is being actively done on at the moment, but we would expect that it's something that will need to be addressed in the relatively near future. But right now, our absolute focus is on mitigating climate change and supporting those Pacific nations.
Ms. Haulangi says while a lot of people don't want to give up the fight or flee, for others, hope of turning the tide on climate change is fading.
These things are happening already. What are we waiting for? Until some people are drowned or being washed away completely, and then that's when we're really going to wake up and do something.
From Parliament for Checkpoint, Yvette McCullough.